From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting another U.S. shooting. At least 14 people were killed and 17 wounded on Wednesday when three gunmen burst into a handicap training center in San Bernardino, California, and started shooting. This woman got a phone call from one of the victims.
She was whispering, and she said they were in a room locked up because there were shooters, and that she thinks they were in another building, but she wasn't positive.
Hours later, police shot and killed two of the suspects in a neighborhood near Redlands, California, where officers spotted an SUV in which the gunman had escaped. One officer was wounded. The third suspect was arrested while trying to run away from the shootout of the SUV. San Bernardino Police Chief Jared Burguan said two dead suspects are a man and a woman dressed in assault-style clothing.
Не уйдут в отставку турецкие руководители.
Russian Defense Ministry officials on Wednesday presented what they said was proof of Turkish involvement in an illegal oil trading scheme with the Islamic State group. They accused top Turkish officials, including President Recep Tayyip Erdogan and members of his family, of complicity in the sales. U.S. military officials say the Special Forces troops being deployed to Iraq to fight the Islamic State will have well-planned and very well-targeted objectives in both Iraq and Syria. U.S. Army Colonel Steve Warren said the Specialized Expeditionary Targeting Force will consist of about 100 troops. France's interior minister says police have shut down three mosques and have arrested 232 people under emergency laws passed following last month's Paris terrorist attacks. This is VOA News.